This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the tunes, DOC on the microphone, and that voice you hear, Maximilian, bringing you in as we navigate this thing all the way through. Curly W's, I need you to get me back on good footing, good karma, with some baseball going. It's been a minute since we've heard from the 757, but he's back. Water boy for life. Hail to the W. What up?
Hail to the W, man. Doc, what's going on, my guy?
How you doing? Hey, man. It's good, man. We've got a good vibe going. Been a lot of round ball talk, and we've been skirting the issue with the Curly W's.
I threw this out here to my man G from the shop the other day, and I was like, you know what? The NBA is doing a good job of trying to do what the NFL do and keep themselves relevant year-round, you know?
Amen.
But I say this about LeBron James, and you said it. You said he was built for this. That man been groomed for this. You know, he's going to get that criticism regardless of where he went to play at. Mm-hmm. So the fact he can get that criticism and his father can be there and kind of guide him through all of that, because nobody's been criticized in his era like LeBron. As great as he is, he's always been criticized. You know, he couldn't get the job done in Cleveland, and then he jumped ship to the Heat, and then he can't get the job done with the Heat against the Mavs. And now he's leaving Cleveland again. So he's used to this. So for him to be there to have his sons back is a beautiful thing. And I was one of the people criticizing the Lakers, all, you know, J.J. Redick, man, that's LeBron. And now they're going to get his son. But I tell you what, though, when I heard LeBron's name, Bronny's name, and say he's going to the Los Angeles Lakers, man, I just had a smile on my face. Because, come on, man. The son get to play with his father. The father get to play with his son. And now that's not even the goal. That was the first goal. The goal is now to win a championship with your father. It won't get no better than that, man. And if you remember back to the beginning of the season, LeBron dedicated this season to Bronny, you know, after he had the stroke and everything.
Yep.
And he damn sure went out there and played this season. You know, LeBron was an MVP caliber player this year. You know, so now you're telling me he got that motivation of, I want to win a championship with my son. You know, so it might be all a blessing in disguise for LeBron, Bronny, and the Lakers, man. And real quick on Caitlin Clark, I agree with you 100%. I think she's trying too hard to win over her teammates with all this passing. And clearly, they're not ready for her skill level of passing.
They can't handle it. They can't handle it.
Yeah. So to me, it comes to the point where she just got to say F that and just start shooting. Like,
yeah,
instead of trying to make
the
best basketball play, she's going to have to be selfish now. Because that's another way you win over your teammates, is just being that woman out there.
Yeah. Allen Iverson. So, she just needs to go. Because she got the skill set. She got everything. Now, you're right. She just needs to be a ball hog.
Yeah, she got everything, man. She just got to stop trying to appease her teammates with the passing.
Yeah.
And because they really can't handle it. And it comes to a point where she got to know who can catch what.
So they can't.
If she's seeing all, if they can't do it, then she just needs to put the ball in the hole itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but hey, great things to come from Caitlin. Great things to come from Angel Reese. Really, this whole WNBA class this year, man, you know, it's four or five
awesome.
Women out there that's balling, and the future is bright, man.
I'm happy for it. It's the most I've ever watched, ever.
Right, exactly. I haven't watched this much WNBA since the last real group of stars, the Cynthia Cooper, Sheryl Swoopes.
Oh, Swoopes, you know yeah, I mean? Swoopes. It was that group.
Lisa Leslie, right.
Yeah, that group.
Lisa Leslie, Don Staley, right.
That
right,
group, so, yeah.
Exactly. So now they just need to bring this forward and keep it going, man, because it's this. It's entertaining. So, yeah, man, that's all I want to say, Doc, man.
Hey, appreciate you, Paulie. Appreciate
you. You know it. Hail to the W.
All right, you ain't going to believe who's next. I cannot believe this. Let me ask you this, Max. Are you sure this is Corey?
I'm certain.
I can't believe this, man. I'm emotional right now. Man. So how's the baby, man?
He good, man. He's good. You know, I got to come correct on here. I can't go. They don't know me as Sanchez. I got to go by my government name on the flagship station. So, but I had to shock you because you've been calling me out lately. And
I'm like, man. Yeah. I mean, no Sanchez. I'm like, I looked at that. I said, no way. But no, hey, man, that father thing, especially if it's your first, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's my first.
Yeah, see, so that, the first one, you still ain't, you still can't believe it. So you.
No, I don't.
I can't believe it.
I feel like it's back in the video store days. I said, do I still got the, like, I still got 3 days to return them or something?
Yeah, you still can't believe it. Yeah, the first one is crazy. But, that's why you have to hurry up and get the brother or sister coming that way. And then. Once you get wore out, then you'll know. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But no, man, that's good stuff, man. So, what's on your sports palette?
Hey, man, look, I've been sitting here, and you know, I listen to Rooster, and then I listen to
Cock-a-doodle-doo. You heard the WWE, his tag team partner?
Nah, look, that's my wife. She watches this stuff, so I don't watch it. I have no idea what was going on with
you
that.
You listen to Windbag Wednesday?
Oh, man, shoot, you know, I'm the one who came up with that term. Don't let me on it. Trademark.
Okay, good, because you know they won't tell it. You got neither one of them. I didn't. The first time I heard, found out that you are behind that, you know. Okay.
Everybody believe it, huh?
See, Max, you got to watch them two. Hey, both of them together.
I thought I saw Lunell and Russell on Thursday night, but then I realized it was a presidential debate, but it sounded like them on Wednesday, so I didn't know.
Oh, my God, you ain't lying. That means something.
But Bronny and LeBron, man, I've been thinking about this whole time. I said, as a new father, I said, I want to do everything with my son. I said, you know, people get mad. They've been getting mad at LeBron. They've been getting mad at Bronny. But nobody, like, seems like everybody act like the Lakers are victims in this. I said, they've let this go on. And I'm like, where's the criticism for Jeannie Buss and all them people?
None.
That are running.
It's the Beverly Hillbillies. That's why I call them.
Yeah.
It's the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah.
No, they're the Los Angeles Redskins right now.
I
think she didn't change the last name to Snyder, I'm thinking so. And is it Rob Allen down up there? So it is very familiar and parallel. And I know you as a gold and purple fan, I know that hurts your soul, but you know, maybe you can navigate it, and 20 years later they might be relevant again. We, you know, hopefully.
I can't believe it. I appreciate you, Sanchez. Good luck. Give my best to the first lady. All right, good deal.
Yes, sir, I sure will. Yes,
good
sir.
Deal. Edward in Connecticut. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, what's going on, Rick? How you doing today, man?
Hey, man, real good, man. We've had, in honor of Butch McAdams, coach passed away a week ago. A Saturday, he was on the show with us, and little did we even imagine that we would not get his analysis of the NBA draft today, but that's what happens, you know. Nothing's promised.
Yep. Look, life can be short, life can be long, and the thing that makes it sad about it is just unknown. That's the thing about life. Life is unknown. Nobody's promised to walk on this earth at all. You know, sometimes things just happen, and we don't know why, and that's a question we may continue to ask ourselves until the day we die, and even the day after we die, people still have those questions. But the reason I'm calling in is the Bronny thing, right? And I called in about it yesterday, and I talked to you and B. Mitch about this. And I mentioned the thing about that would be my problem is not the fact that he got drafted by his dad or the fact that the Lakers drafted him, although we agreed that, you know, the Lakers was Hollywood and only things like that happen in Hollywood because that's what movies are made a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned that as long as LeBron does not get in the way of his son being a man in sports because he chose this route and he chose to come out early, knowing that he had that heart attack, is that just don't get in the way. Let him be a man and fix his own problems. Don't fix it for him because he'll never learn about how to fix his own problems if his dad is always fixing it for him. It's okay to be there to guide him.
True that.
We all had the guidance. I had it.
Yep.
But don't get in his way, okay? And the Bronny heart attack reminds me too much of the Damar Hamlin. Both men had to come back from something that happened to them on court or on the field or whatever you want to call it. So it happens to some people, and some people just have a longer journey of how to come back from it. But the real reason I was calling is I just hope, because it is Hollywood, because it is a drama area in L.A., right? I'm hoping because the name on the back of the jersey does not force the Lakers and J.J. Redick to play this boy if he has a bad summer league. Don't play him if he's not ready, because if he's not ready and you play him because the name on the back of the jersey for money and for viewership, because we all know people want to see it. The Lakers fans like me and yourself, Rick, you know, we're Wizards and Lakers fans. We want both teams to do awesome. But don't put that boy on the court if he's not ready just because of the viewership and the name on the back of the jersey, because you will ruin him if he's not ready, because he's going up against men, not boys, men. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, appreciate it, Edward. Well, I'll lose all respect for LeBron James if he allows his baby to go in there and get hurt and he's not ready. I don't think that would be the case. If he's been good enough shape to go to Chicago and go past these benchmarks, I think he'll be fine. Once the games start will be the easiest part for Bronny, in my opinion. But you have a chance to weigh in on this. 1-800-636-1067 gives you that pass to get in with us right after this quick commercial break right here on The Fan. You about this James Woods sighting.
Oh.
Top prospect coming up. You pumped?
Yeah, man. If there's one thing I love, it's watching a guy hit dingers, hit absolute bombs, and James Wood does exactly that. So I'm very excited. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Yeah, big fella is give you some pop.
Oh yeah.
So and that's one thing that we don't. I mean, we've had it.
Not in this lineup past, though. It's just
no,
kind of CJ.
No, not in the past. Yeah. Yeah, see, and it's amazing, and CJ doesn't necessarily look the part.
This is also true.
Yeah, you know, he just got that quick bat.
Yeah.
But this dude, it's going to be interesting. I and he's 21 years old. Somehow, man, when you think about his power and stature and the guy coming up,
he's what, 6'7"? Like, my God, a mountain of a man.
A monster. Yeah, I thought he was taller than that, but that's tall enough. He whatever
sure
he is tall enough, and that's got to be, you know, in cleats in that batter's box. That's imposing. But you know, it's not about Juan. Wasn't that didn't look like a guy 6'7", 6'8", or whatever, but he had pop.
No, see, that's...
CJ, pop.
Yeah, I'm...
I mean, they uncork like a cobra.
I need some more of that pop in my life.
Oh, man. Juan, you start thinking about... We got the word of Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan.
That's right, newsbreaker.
Yeah, newsbreaker. Oh, Grant, when we were on the air, and you hear those intros. I love those intros, breaking news intro. You usually are disappointed. It's never really what you think it's going to be. That one lived up to it.
Yeah, if I played a breaking news intro for any of the Caps trades today, I think people would have been like, get this guy off the air.
Yeah, it would have been. You never know. You never know. It would have been interesting. So it's, and then there's Cock-a-doodle-doo. He wanted him immediately flown to Tampa. Yeah, the Rooster. He wanted him immediately. Why are we waiting?
I mean,
and I said, may have a little something to do with the home gate.
Yeah.
I would think. I'm not sure.
I would think. You'd want his debut to be a home game, at least financially.
Yeah, well.
Got to take advantage of that crowd. You can't let the Rays take that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then, you know.
The Rays Dylan like being Cruz. Poor.
Yeah. It's not more. There's more, man.
Yeah, man. Like you were about to say. Dylan
Brady
Cruz.
House?
Yep.
Yeah, Brady House. Come on now. It's
we got some power coming, and I'm very excited.
Trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken, is July 30th. So we got a minute to figure out, you know, what's going down.
Yeah, and I've been talking to Toby. I know he's got it broken down into like a tier list of guys like, you should trade no matter what deal you get, guys you trade if you have a fair deal, and then guys you should trade if you get a great deal. So it's really interesting kind of how it's all going to parse out coming down to the wire, because with the NL, you don't really know who's going to get that third wild card spot. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's you know, the thing about baseball, because you're talking about homegrown and products and, like, you broke it on the Capitals and, you know, making moves with prospects, farm system. I love that kind of stuff because it's just you're growing, you know, with the franchise. Like, we lost Robles. They just basically gave up on him. But he was the guy more thought of, when I remember it, than Juan Soto was. Unless my memory is betraying me, and it seldom does, he was the bigger name or draw, as I remember it, back in the day.
He was for a little bit.
Yeah. But that just gotten a little bit of a... I think they were in Philadelphia. And I remember him, he had a poor base running outage. He just wasn't paying attention to the third base coach. And ran up, got doubled out. It was bad. And I thought then, you can't do that, you know, when you've been up 2 or 3 years. And if you're not hitting, that to me was a kiss of death. And I saw that. And they got so many young prospects that have been killing it. You know, guys coming up, you know, this is a ball club that got some speed, and he at the plate, he just was not showing signs of where, gotta keep this guy, you know, believe in this guy. He was opening up doubt in my mind. So that didn't shock me. But you gotta be able to get better. And it was a good deal. James Bell on X. My condolences again for your good friend, Coach McAdams. A good person, sound advice. He will be missed. Amen to that. No doubt about it. Ah, boy, goes that Orlando Cepeda. I don't think what it's going to be now. It's going to be like all the guys in my Little League era, guys that I grew up with watching, you know, looking at that black and white Emerson. They're all at the plate now. Were you into prize fighting younger?
Say that again?
Or are you more of a prize fighting boxing guy, or are you a MMA guy?
It's
the MMA didn't exist for me, so, you know.
MMA, I started getting into, like, UFC and stuff like that kind of during COVID. Boxing, whenever there was, like, a big pay-per-view or a big fight, I'd tune in, and now I've kind of become a little bit more into it, but it's also, like, you know, I'm not going to stay up super insanely late. But if there's a huge match on, if there's a huge boxing match that's worth the staying up for, yeah, I'll absolutely tune in.
Okay, but it's not nobody that you're like following.
No, not like that. No, nobody I'm really like banging the drum for. Like this guy's next up, nothing like that.
Okay, all right. Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard. You know, I was on with. You know, JP's over in France.
Oh, yes. He's gallivanting around Europe.
Yeah, then the big wedding, and Jordan is getting married. And so I was in with B. Mitch and Mark Zuckerman. He's a regular on there.
Oh, yes.
I got to hook up with Zuck. Love that dude, man. Solid as a rock. And he actually broke it. About the news about James Woods, and that was a lot of fun. Zuck, man, again doing what he loves to do.
It's true.
He's all over the baseball thing, man. Got it on lock now. Him and Aldi.
Oh my God!
Imagine those two lunatics on a podcast. I mean, just unimaginable. They don't miss anything. You talking about two pit bulls? Boy, that's crazy. All right, let's jump up, take another break. As we get closer and closer, we're not trying to push you away. We're just trying to warm it up, get you set for this is a game now. We really have got to get back on the good foot. We need a victory. And unfortunately, the Tampa Bay Rays are next. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Well, take some time to... Man, thank the coach today, who, courtesy of the BetQL guest hotline, joined us. Terrence Byrd, the Maryland Heat president and St. John's associate head coach. That was awesome to have him drop in and share some knowledge. The 10th anniversary of Game Changers. Last night, University of Maryland at the Jones Hill House. It was awesome. Everything was great. And the kids and the parents, grandparents, y'all made it possible. Man, that was beautiful. Love seeing the young people suited up, booted up, and nothing like that experience. And to have seen it, and Mike Anderson, head of Grassroots, who opened it up for me almost 15 years ago, just seeing it, and all the great athletes that from the DMV that have come through and made Grassroots a hit, and the return of Grassroots, as Mike has announced, is coming up. It's just all good. The better the youth sports, the better the participation, the better the outcome. And then all of the universities will benefit from it, and the high schools and colleges as a result, because of the great athletes and parental support and corporate support. Because now the NIL game is such a different, it's a game changer in the area. And it's not going away. It's also not hocus pocus. It's not a quick fix. You still have to be coached up. Still have to be disciplined. Buying championships. You still got to earn them. Got to earn them. There's just as much wrong with these systems that is right. But something had to be done. Because the athletes were getting ripped off, just massively being ripped off. Based on the value they were bringing into programs and getting a gift bag. pair of shoes, a sweatsuit. That ain't cutting it, Slim. Because somebody was making the king's ransom. And it damn sure wasn't the coaches. More of the administration. So let's get it straight. Work it out. Let's not be greedy. There's enough for everybody. But let's make sure that very few play professionally. And we have to understand that that sport also sponsors a lot of other sports, non-revenue sports, that are very important. If you don't think so, then don't pay attention to the Olympics coming up. I dare you. No, you can't, because we love it. Well, it doesn't happen by hocus pocus. People have to be paid, trainers, doctors, physicians, lawyers, everything. Nothing comes without a cost. But we'll be chanting USA, USA. Yeah, we'll be going nuts over it. And none of that happens without people being surrounded by pros, professionals, masseuse, medical people, therapists, everything. Everything has a cash value to it. And we got some of the best people in the world, these trainers, everybody. Everybody has a support system around it. And that comes to the security people, the drivers, builders, everybody and everything. It's teamwork. That does make that dream work. It's no doubt. It's a cliche, but it works. If you want to build a championship program and win, and we want those gold medals, we want medals. We want to win. And that's an important thing. Max, what are your plans for the 4th of July? Are you a big 4th guy?
Usually I am. It kind of depends on the weather, usually for the 4th of July, because typically around here, it usually finds a way to get super rainy and wet and humid and gross around the 4th of July. I think that's just July in Northern Virginia and this area. But usually, I'm a big 4th of July guy, getting out there, getting on the grill, getting some beers, lighting off some fireworks, doing that whole thing. It's fun. But my plan for this 4th of July is getting a marathon shift here at the Fan. It'll be you and me, 2:30, and then me and Toby, I think around 6.
Ooh.
And then I will be doing the Mystics game from 10 to midnight. So I'll be here for a marathon shift.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't wait. We're going to work, get it kicked off for overtime,
baby.
Audience. And then hopefully I'm lucky enough to be part of Judge Rossi and Carol and their family barbecue. Man, it's a neighborhood attraction. It is fantastic.
Sounds like a whole block party.
The vittles, man, the music. Judge is a quasi-DJ, he thinks. No, he be getting it done. But he has open mic. I love karaoke. I love watching people that get to a microphone, karaoke, they going to be okay. And it's fun. And then the silo. Out of the Great Falls area. I love it. The fireworks are great. The community over here, they do a great job. We have fireworks. It's magnificent. So I look forward to it. All right. Let's get out of here, brother. Get ready for the Nats and Tampa Bay. We're going for victory. So let's go get it done. Well, it'll take some time to, man, thank the coach today who, courtesy of the BetQL guest hotline, joined us Terrence Byrd, the Maryland Heat president and St. John's associate head coach. That was awesome to have him drop in and share some knowledge. The 10th anniversary of Game Changers was last night, University of Maryland, at the Jones Hill House. It was awesome. Everything was great, and the kids and the parents, grandparents, y'all made it possible. Man, that was beautiful. Love seeing the young people suited up, booted up, and nothing like that experience. And to have seen it, and Mike Anderson, head of Grassroots, who opened it up for me almost 15 years ago, just seeing it, and all the great athletes that from the DMV that have come through and made Grassroots a hit, and the return of Grassroots, as Mike has announced, it's coming up. It's just all good. The better the youth sports, the better the participation, the better the outcome. And then all of the universities will benefit from it, and the high schools and colleges as a result, because of the great athletes and parental support and corporate support. Because now the NIL game is such a different, it's a game changer in the area. And it's not going away. It's also not hocus pocus. It's not a quick fix. You still have to be coached up. Still have to be disciplined. Buying championships, you still got to earn them. Got to earn them. There's just as much wrong with these systems that is right. But something had to be done, because the athletes were getting ripped off, just massively being ripped off, based on the value they were bringing into programs and getting a gift bag, pair of shoes, a sweatsuit. That ain't cutting it, Slim. Because somebody was making a king's ransom, and it damn sure wasn't the coaches, more of the administration. So let's get it straight, work it out. Let's not be greedy. There's enough for everybody. But let's make sure that very few play professionally, and we have to understand that sport also sponsors a lot of other sports, non-revenue sports, that are very important. If you don't think so, then don't pay attention to the Olympics coming up. I dare you. No, you can't, because we love it. Well, it doesn't happen by hocus pocus. People have to be paid, trainers, doctors, physicians, lawyers, everything. Nothing comes without a cost. But we'll be chanting USA, USA. Yeah, we'll be going nuts over it. And none of that happens without people being surrounded by pros, professionals, masseuse, medical people, therapists, everything. Everything has a cash value to it. And we got some of the best people in the world, these trainers, everybody. Everybody has a support system around it. And that comes to the security people, the drivers, builders, everybody and everything. It's teamwork. That does make that dream work. It's no does. It's a cliche, but it works. If you want to build a championship program and win, and we want those gold medals, we want medals, we want to win. And that's an important thing. Max, what are your plans for the 4th of July? Are you a big 4th guy?
You know, usually I am. It kind of depends on the weather, usually for the 4th of July, because typically around here, it usually finds a way to get super rainy and wet and humid and gross around the 4th of July. I think that's just July in Northern Virginia and this area. But usually, I'm a big 4th of July guy. Getting out there, getting on the grill, getting some beers, lighting off some fireworks, doing that whole thing. It's fun. But my plan for this 4th of July is getting a marathon shift here at the Fan. It'll be you and me, 2:30, and then me and Toby, I think around 6. Ooh. And then I will be doing the Mystics game from 10 to midnight. So I'll be here for a marathon shift.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't wait. We're going to work, get it kicked off for overtime,
baby.
Audience. And then hopefully I'm lucky enough to be part of Judge Rossi and Carol and their family. They have a barbecue, man. It's a neighborhood attraction. It is fantastic.
Sounds like a whole block party.
Oh, man, the vittles, man, the music. Judge is a quasi-DJ, he thinks. No, he be getting it done. But he has open mic. I love karaoke. I love watching people that get to a microphone, karaoke, they're going to be okay. And it's fun. And then the silo out of the Great Falls area, I love it. The fireworks are great. The community over here, they do a great job. We have fireworks. It's magnificent. So I look forward to it. All right, let's get out of here, brother. Get ready for the Nats and Tampa Bay. We're going for victory. So let's go get it done.